You're listening to the Cook and Bartender Podcast with hosts Adam and Tiny, talking everything you want to know about the hospitality industry. And now on with our show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cook and Bartender with Mr. Chef Tiny and myself, Adam.
Yay, mixologist Mr.
Mixologist Adam. And our whole community is still here listening. Awesome. Thank you all.
Thank you. And we keep on growing bigger and bigger. I love it.
Cool. So appreciative. Shout out to everyone. Mad love. Anyways, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
I haven't seen you in a week.
It was a long week.
Let's do a cheers to the long
cheers.
Week.
Cheers.
What are you drinking today?
Well, I hate to say it, but I'm drinking Jim Beam and Coke.
Oh, I could have guessed that.
Right? I wonder why.
Switching it up. Never. Cool. I've got this awesome Earth Rider Brewery out of Superior, Wisconsin.
It's their, those are good.
North Tower Stout.
Yum.
Yeah. It's super rich. It's got a little chocolate hint to it. I like it. Good brewery, too. We carried 3 of their beers this year. Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Good company.
I like their beers.
I support Berkey sometimes. I do a little pop-up thing in Berkey weekend up here. My beer rep turned me on to them, said, man, you got to check out some of their beers. They good, great IPA, great stout. We've got a Honey Bock on tap. Whew. That's like
that's
my
stuff.
Favorite beer right there, yeah, ever. So shout out to Earth Rider Brewery. Cool.
Sounds like I'll be over there this weekend trying it out.
Yeah, we ran out. I just got a new keg coming.
Yay.
Sweet. So yeah, busy
that's,
week,
that's
huh?
That's a busy. Yeah, busy week. It was usually the weekend before Memorial Weekend. We don't. It's going to be a little bit busy because people come a little early, whatever, but this is like summertime business.
It was weird.
I'm like, ha, 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 ha.
I wasn't ready for it.
I wasn't ready either. By the end of yesterday, I went from, say, 80 pounds of hash browns down to 4. I was like, I'm going to run out.
And normally, like, for those who don't know, in our seasonal community, that's like you open up late April, and it's build up. Then Memorial Day is, like, smashed. Holy caboli. It's like the first holiday weekend in a lake area community, 3-day weekend. And that's your, like, whew, Superman mode, full bunny, everybody. And then it kind of dies for a couple weeks, and then the summer kicks off, and it's pretty much every single day is bonkers. But this previous weekend, normally the weekend before Memorial Day is not this busy.
No. I did like
and
half.
It was like summer numbers, you know, like June, July numbers, and none of us were ready for it. I talked to other bars and resorts in the area too, and they said the same thing, like, holy shit, what was that? And I think it's just a preview of the summer. I think everyone's just amped up, ready to rock, just vaccinated, cooped up for a year, and the ones that aren't vaccinated are still like, I don't give a fuck, let's roll, let's go. And then I think we're gonna get smoked all summer long.
I hope so, because I need it.
We all
not
need
that
it.
I want to get smoked,
we all will end up in like on crutches at the end of the summer, but it's
I'm gonna order my Power Go chair of night now.
Order in advance, because they'll be on back order by the time we're all done.
And bartender special.
Mention their name, you get a coupon. But yeah, long short, it was a super intense, unexpectedly. Now, we're ready for this Memorial Day, like, mentally. This is like Bananaville.
Yep, I'm ready for it, but I just, in my head, I'm ready. But I don't know if I really am ready for it.
Well, then we all think we're ready for it, and then you just get roasted.
Right?
Yeah. No matter how many years in a row, you're like, our holiday weekends are Memorial Day, our 4th of July, our Labor Day are so intense.
That one weekend in August that everybody shows up.
Right.
The oddball weekend, you're just like, where the hell did y'all come
like,
from?
Like, oh, it's the 4th of August.
Yeah.
New holiday.
Right?
So, yeah, it's going to be a super intense one coming up. Are you ordered up? Are you ready?
I am ordered up. I think, I don't know if I ordered too much. I mean, I ordered everything that I could, I think I need. Let's put that away.
It's hard to order going into a holiday weekend.
I look at my menu. I look at the trends of what, you have your ones that always sell good, and you have ones that might sell good. What do you order? I don't know. And I'm just like, well, I'm going to take my 8-ball here and roll it and see what I get. That's not Coke. I mean, like an 8-ball dice thing. Sorry to
confuse anyone out there.
I know. Slow down.
The 8-balls of Coke are not coming out.
Just throw the dice down and see what I get and what I want to think I'm good. And I always do order heavy stuff, order heavy on stuff that freezer stuff. But other stuff that's refrigerated that has an expiration date on it, you got to be like, what do I do? Would I not do it? Do I do it?
That's the challenge of ordering
in general.
What
am I my next order?
Yeah. Especially going into a holiday weekend is tough to order because you're like, okay, I have to order with the preparation of whatever, 600 of this, you know.
Yep.
You might sell 250 of that. You might sell 800 of it, but you have to be prepared for the influx. So ordering, holiday ordering is a challenge. Ordering overall, though, in this business is kind of a constant challenge because you never really know.
It's even getting worse because of the shortages. I even put my order in on Monday for this weekend, like 4 days early.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, if I put it in now, that will be set aside for me.
Yeah.
It gets off their numbers, and then I'm like,
and then you could also figure out, too, if you put it in early, you can find out if they're out of it.
Yep.
And then you can look for plan B.
Oh, it's just B, and there's also a C nowadays.
Nowadays, you got a C and sometimes a D.
Right.
And now you're driving 40 miles to, you know.
Somewhere to pick it up.
Somewhere to grab something to yeah. You know.
Hey, you want
to
go to Milwaukee?
I need lettuce. Let's go to Milwaukee.
Yes.
I haven't got lettuce for 3 weeks. But yeah, no, it's business. It's a challenge to order every day. There's certain par levels you have based on what your prediction is.
Yeah,
and, you run on the past numbers. Like you said, the frozen foods and the like paper goods and paper towels and non-perishable items. If there are shortages, like you notice they're out for 3 weeks, once they're in stock, cool. I normally will get 2 cases of paper towels in a week. I'm getting 20. I could put them downstairs.
Right.
You know, I could put them in the woods or whatever. You know, wherever you got to do. Your house is full of paper towels.
Right. You can do it.
But a lot of the stuff like the perishable refrigerated stuff, produce, bacon, your...
Produce is hard, especially like lettuce and different lettuces. Because they'll go bad on you like in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Because if people go into all your cooler a lot and all of a sudden the temperature is too hot in there, because I mean it takes a little bit if it's humid out, then all of a sudden your lettuce goes boom.
That makes a big difference. I noticed that. My lettuce will hold all winter when we're not doing as much food and going in the cooler. But in the summer, man, it'll wilt and it's perfect case.
Yep.
Like, I had this like hold me over for a week and 2 days later you're like, wah, wah, wah.
Right?
Wah.
Just like.
That's the actual sound when you open the box of lettuce, just so you know.
First day, it's like this.
Lettuce.
Yeah, sweet.
Lettuce.
3 days later, he's like,
oh, no.
And that's usually on Friday when you're going into the weekend. You're like, whoa.
And I only ordered one more case. There's one restaurant in the summertime I just ordered because you're guaranteed to go through it. So you just order shit.
And that's kind of like where I'm at.
You don't want to get too much, but you just order because you know you can go through
it. It's not
so.
Going to go to wait.
Yep. You don't want to run out.
You'll burn through it, most of the stuff.
Yep.
But that's like 2 months of the year in our seasonal world.
The 90 days of hell.
Yeah. And then the rest, like, I mean, you know, every establishment's different. Like, you have a breakfast joint, you know, where I'm at. Most of our stuff is frozen. We only have limited produce and a few non-frozen meats that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of easy for me where I'm at now. But I look at, like, a supper club or a steakhouse or a high-end place where you got $20, $30 pieces of meat. You're in cases of mushrooms because everyone wants mushrooms and onions on their steak and stuff like that.
Yep.
Like, when that fluctuation, to throw out five steaks because you undersold is tough.
It is.
You know, that's tough to make that up.
It's tough.
We talked about it in one of our last episodes, how it's pretty much like 5 cents on the dollar is profit. We talked about food waste and we talked about that. But that's where the challenge of ordering is. Like, what? How much of this shit am I going to sell this week? I don't know. It's all a gamble.
It's the magic eight ball. You're like, do, 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 do.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, try again. Even the magic eight ball doesn't know.
Order better next week.
That's right.
That's what the eight ball says. You're like, oh, geez.
Thanks, buddy.
But yeah, it's an interesting one. And holiday weekends make it more confusing, too, because we've had, like, average day, $2,000. Throw a number out there. And you're like, holiday, I'm going to give 3 days in a row of at least $4,000 to $5,000.
A day.
But then every once in a while, due to weather, weird shit, last year, COVID stuff, all of a sudden you ordered for a $5,000 day 3 days in a row, and it was $1,500 2 days. And then an $8,000 day that one day. But I don't know. Like, then you're throwing shit out. You're fucking rotating, and then you go to the next year and you're trying to look back at your like what patterns were, and you're like, that didn't fit the pattern.
And now with COVID and what's still going on with the COVID stuff, the whole pattern stuff is shot. There's no such thing as a pattern anymore.
Right. It changed the whole industry.
And then the outs too, of different outs.
The out of stocks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. Like,
but it's just kind of weird. So that's why I ordered early. I'm like, I'm just going to order early and see if they have it. If they don't have it, then I'm going to go to plan B, A, and C. And then
it's almost like you got to get whatever's in stock right now, and hopefully it holds.
And plus, there's a lot of things are opening up in the last 2 weeks. They're opening up for the season. All the camps, the resorts, they're opening up. So they're ordering food in. And
the restrictions went away really quick.
Yeah.
And so now everything's opening up. The suppliers, our major distributors, they can't keep up with it. You know, random shit has been out for us, like food trays and deli paper and, I mean, paper towels, like toilet paper. And
yeah,
that's weird stuff that, like, a month ago was fine, and now it's like it'll be, you know, ranch. Oh, good Lord. If anybody knows anyone that can UPS me some ranch, we'll take, like, 1,000 ranch packets. Please.
It's, right?
Or I've gone through 4 different brands of ranch. cases in the last 4 weeks because they're all out of stock.
Wow.
Because every restaurant's reopening. Yep. And in the Midwest, especially, we're ranch junkies. We shoot it in our veins.
You got that totally right.
Yeah, seriously. We use ranch as shampoo up here, you know.
I have a cup of coffee with ranch, please.
Right. You want cream or no ranch?
Right.
Two sugars and a ranch.
Yes, please.
I'm serious. So, like, ranch has been a struggle. Like, certain things that you just can't get them. I mean, wings are $1 million a wing now, and they're out of stock. So that's also poses another challenge, the supply line breakage. Like, shit, you know, like, oh my God, I can get leaf lettuce this week. Do I buy 5,000 cases?
Right.
Can I freeze lettuce? Doing science experiments, you know?
Right. That's totally true.
Does this hold in the freezer?
And then you got to look at the weather. The weather plays a big thing. Is it going to be rainy or not rain? People are still going to show up. Who knows?
Yeah. And then even with that, too, like, we got a notice from our food distributor. We got an email about produce. And because of the rainy seasons in different areas, they're like, we apologize that your limes will be really tiny for the next 3 weeks. But they will get bigger in size in a month. Because it's starting to rain.
And it costs 89 cents a piece.
Right, for a half a size lime.
Yeah.
And, like, people don't think about that. I didn't, you know, I'm learning that now. Like, wow.
Because
of the South American rain droughtage, like, I get an email from my distributor saying, your limes will be 50% of the size and twice the price. But in a few weeks, you have regular limes.
Because they'll get it from another place.
Yeah, or they're like, it started to rain this week and wherever limes grow.
It is a weird tomatoes. In the summertime, it sounds kind of weird, but you can get tomatoes from Canada. You know, by Detroit, there's a huge tomato. So we get there. Well, then when winter comes, it gets from like Arizona and California and all that. And if Arizona has a shortage or it freezes, then you're out. You're like,
And then your price doubles and you get the pale tomatoes and all that shit.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, in summertime, we're in Wisconsin. We get Minnesota-grown tomatoes through our major distributor.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, and all that. And even potatoes.
Yep.
Which I have really good potatoes.
And even onions. I noticed the quality. We go through at our place 100 pounds of onions a week because of our biggest selling burger.
Yep. That always amazes me. I have more people in my place say, no onion, no onion, no onion. When you go to your place, you put 10 million pieces of onion every day.
We literally slice and dice 100 pounds a week of onions.
Yeah, and I'm like, I went through 5 pounds in a week.
Everyone, no,
there was no onion.
That's because you're on off of 77.
I'm on the other side of the world.
Yeah, we're on the south side. That's onion territory.
Maybe.
Northsiders over here.
If anybody has $1 million, give me so I can do a grant, like a grant, I can do a science project on it. I will do a science project. Give me a year and I'll come up with why you guys go through more onions than I do.
It's a north side, south side thing, man. It is. It's like a big city. You got the South Chicago, North Chicago, you know, two different fucking worlds.
You're on the flowage, I'm on a little lake.
You're on Spider Lake territory. That's Spider Lake territory, man. And you're on the north side of the tracks. Not around our tracks, though.
There were, wasn't there? Some maybe?
At some point. You're on the north side of the lakes.
Yes. Man, we just went on a full circle on that one.
That was a rant.
That was a full circle bunny jump.
That was. It was full bunny. But long short, it's going to be a tough season. Ordering, filling the roles because we have no staff, and holy shit, here comes the train.
Right.
Choo-choo.
And what do you have to do? I mean, you cut your menu down.
A lot of places in the area have cut their menu down, and everyone has had to jack their prices up a little bit to make up for the shortages, to make up for the price increases everywhere. I mean, I look at menus now somewhere in other areas that are within an hour of us. Resort type areas, $16 for a hamburger.
Yep. My bacon went up $30 in 2.5 weeks. A case.
Crazy.
$30.
And that's lower than it was even a year ago. You know what I mean? Like, it went up crazy and then it went down.
Way down. Now it went up.
You think the stock market and cryptocurrency is volatile? Jeez. Good thing you're not investing in bacon currency.
Right?
It'd be all over the board. Yeah. It makes Bitcoin and Ethereum look like stable things.
Sounds like I wish I could just buy like 10 cases and keep them.
Yep.
But I don't have the room.
That's the other part. Room. You want to order. You want to get these things while they're there, but we only have so much space in any given restaurant. It's crazy.
We're not a submarine. We're like a submarine. You have so much space, and we can't be walking on the food.
We're like a submarine.
Like a submarine. There's only so much space. And then when you fill it up, then you're kind of screwed.
That's all you got. Next year, you come out here, everyone gets powdered eggs.
Oh.
Because that's all that's left. 18 right. bucks. $18 to get some powdered eggs.
3 powdered egg omelet, $18. Thank you.
3 powdered egg omelet with no onions.
Somebody said, I should have a chicken out here and that. And I'm like, I got bald eagles to fly around. They'll be gone in a heartbeat.
That's true. Although there are people up here that have chickens.
Yeah, but they put them in fences and stuff.
Actually take care of them. Let them out once in a while.
I mean, I'll take care of them, but I'd have to have a lot of chickens, that many eggs.
As many eggs as you put out?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your land right there. That's not a lot of chickens.
No, that's not a lot of chickens.
No. Not for a breakfast joint.
Nope, not at all.
That'll get you through 3 tables.
Yep.
A week.
And then here comes my bald eagle and takes them.
Then you get the eagle. Now you got bald eagle on your menu.
Then I'll be going to jail.
That's true. Which came first, chicken or egg?
That's a good thing. Which came first, chicken or the egg? I don't know.
The egg, well, actually, the chicken came first.
Probably.
But hear me out on this one.
All right.
All right. So, you can't have a chicken without an egg. So,
all right.
At some point in life, in evolution, we all came from a different creature, right?
Right.
We were not humans to start.
No. We were some kind of slug.
So, there's evolution. We were an ape of some sort, you know, a
fan. Whatever that.
I'm not a scientist. But yep. Long short is, I think the answer is this.
All right.
At some point, there was a non-chicken, chickenish type thing. Wouldn't be called a chicken.
Yep.
And they breed. And they lay eggs. And at some point during that whole thing, it laid an egg and out came like a mutated thing, which was the chick. Okay.
All right.
So that batch of eggs hatched as a semi whatever that thing was, which was kind of chicken-like. Kind of like an ape is kind of human-like.
Yep.
And then the chicken was born. Then the egg that produced eggs, which produced more chickens. It's the only explanation for which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Had to be the egg?
It had to be, no.
The chicken.
The egg came first from this other animal. What came out of the egg was this...
quote-unquote chicken.
The chicken. Then that chicken laid eggs. You can't have the chicken egg that lays pure chickens without the chicken being born out of another egg, but it was a mutated close species.
Kind of like Spider-Man got close to that radiated spider.
All right. Okay. I get it.
I
mean, the chicken had to come first, but where did the chicken come from was an egg, but it wasn't from a chicken.
It came from a thing.
A chicken-like relative.
Mutated.
Relative. Just like everything.
Yeah. But... That was pretty interesting. I've never heard that one before. I'm going to take that one. I'm going to run with it.
All right. Well, this episode.
That was a good side mind blowing.
Science being dropped into the hospitality world.
Right.
That's what we do. We get a little sideways sometimes.
That's just how our brain works, I think.
It is true.
We're like little squirrels.
Yeah, based on our last two podcasts, we're definitely all over the board.
Let's wait for the fourth one.
Oh, holy schmoly. Back up the truck, Jackson.
Beep, beep. I wonder if anybody has any like ideas that they want to hear from us. Shoot us an email. Say, hey, we've always wondered about costing out wine or something. I don't know.
Or even something random.
Just something random.
Like what's anything regarding the industry, from the physicality to it, to ordering, to wine costing, to the most ridiculous thing. Like,
why do you like Red Diamond sugar instead of more?
Yeah. What's the difference between this and this and this condiment? What's the difference between these kind of steaks?
Yep.
You know, like it could be food related, it could be beverage related, it could be hospitality related, or
people
it could be
related,
just people
personal.
Related. Yeah, anything. I mean, or it could be even. Apparently, we're scientists now, so.
Yep, we are. I mean. We come up with great ideas. One today is a good one, but there's not too much to say about it. Maybe that's for the day.
Yeah, and sometimes we get caught up in our actual jobs
yep.
in the restaurant business, so there's not a lot of time
to think about
the podcast, because we only have one day to record because our schedules vary.
Yep.
So any pointers, tips, questions, we got you covered. We need fuel, too.
Yep.
I think we got a couple good ones on the deck coming up.
Yep, we should have a good one. I'm just started editing it.
But I think that's a good topic. Oh. But other than that, all ideas welcome. We need help as much as you want to listen to us. We want to listen to you.
You remember Dirty Jobs? And Dirty Jobs like, if you have an idea or a dirty job, we can do it for you.
And if you even have a dirty topic about the dirty, dirty part of the kitchen, well, we got you. But long short is, thanks for listening. Tune in. Well, Mr. Tiny, it was good to see you.
Yes.
Always a pleasure recording with you once a week. It gives me something to look forward to that's not work.
That's our own little world.
It's our own, and from the world headquarters. Dun, dun, dun. Yep. We just need our executive co-host back.
We need the voice of radio. We got the faces. We need the voice.
We need the voice of radio. Yes. Maybe I'll invite Holly back next for an episode, talk her into getting on one.
We should.
Yeah, she's got a couple of good topic ideas. Cool. We should get Amanda back on. She's an awesome host.
Yep. She has a voice for radio. Is she the executive something?
She's just the executive.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Recorded at the world headquarters of the Cook and Bartender with Adam and Tiny.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Like, comment, follow, spread the word. We appreciate it. cookandbartender@gmail.com, cookandbartender on Facebook, or cookbartender@Instagram. Thank you.